meeting call to session, 6:08.
Welcome. We will first have the board minutes from the September meeting.
What's the date? The date my watch is stopped.
16.
We have more minutes, so.
That's where are the minutes.
No, this is just the.
These are just the.
You can take a minute to review the minutes from the last meeting.
Because I just wanted to cover it down for about 15 minutes.
You are.
Thank you.
You got another?
No.
That's it for it. They're all over there. No, the, come in.
Okay. Is there a, motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Properly moving second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions?
Aye.
Motion carried. Parent comments.
First, want to say hello.
Hi.
My name is Gabriella Dorsett. I am a parent here at Thomas Edison. I currently have 3 students here at Thomas Edison. What brought me to this meeting today was some of the most recent events that's happened with the school. I think it's a great opportunity for us to now communicate and put things in place so that we can be a stronger school. I know that the things that I'm going to go over will not be in. It probably able to be addressed in this meeting, but I do have a copy to give you guys so they can be addressed next meeting. Is that fair? My first issue is the budget. My question is, how much money was left over from last year's budget that was not withheld for teacher salaries? And what amount is that? The next question I have is about administration raises. I know that there was an issue surrounding teacher raises, but I also want to know, will the admission staff be considered for raises? Have they been considered for raises? How does that work out? Just some general knowledge on that. I know that's been out. Just trying to clarify some issues that may have been out. My next thing is communication regarding budgets. When are budget decisions made, and where are these meetings at so that people can come to those? One of my top priorities is the test scores. The most recent state test scores that came out, I don't think that we did so well, especially because, like I said, I have a sixth grader, a third grader, well, second grader, and first grader. And I see that the way that our school is performing is going to have a direct impact on how they do in high school and in other parts of their education. So I want to know, even if it's not the board's responsibility regarding curriculum, what are we doing to work with the admission, with administration to make sure that we're addressing the issue with the test scores. And my last issue is that I feel the most recent events were very abrupt and concerning. So I want to know, what policies or common practices are going to be put in place when the board may have issues with administration so that we don't have the same issues such as school being closed or things like that. So how is going forward the working relationship going to go with the board when there's issues with administration? I'll leave this with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
What you said, excuse me, Mr. Doucette.
Yes.
Oh, no question.
Doucette.
No, go ahead.
Doucette?
Yes.
Doucette.
Erica Doucette.
Yep, D-O-R-S-E-T-T. Yes, sir.
No, that's all right.
Oh, okay.
Ms. Doucette?
Yes.
Did I understand you say you had a second, a first, and a sixth?
Yes, I've had six children come through Thomas Edison.
I mean, presently.
Presently, I have a sixth grader who is in Ms. Baldini's class. I have a second grader who's in Ms. Dowling's class. And then I have a first grader who's in Ms.
So you have a first, second, and sixth.
Yes.
Here now.
Currently. Here. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Any other parent comments?
Ms. White.
Yes, I'm a grandparent. My name is Beverly White, and I'm here because I didn't like what happened last month, when it came to Thomas Edison School on the paper, and the board president making a comment that he didn't like the community, or whatever. If you don't like the community, I don't know why you want to be on the school board, Mr. Pinkett. I really don't understand that at all. I don't like the fact that you come down here, you embarrass the children, you change locks on the door. I don't know why you aren't suing. Something needs to be done. There's no way this should have happened to our children crying, calling me on the phone and everything else, upsetting everyone. I can't believe that you would be a captain, he's a captain, you're supposed to be brothers. That was brotherhood. What happened? What happened to brotherhood? Kappa's the Kappa? No way. I can't see that. I want board members dismantled. I want you off the board because you don't like the neighborhood, so you don't need to be representing this school district at all. Not this one. This charter school. You need to go also. You try to be sneaky about your little stuff, but I understand what's going on with you too. So you have to go, Vasquez. And you two can stay. And you got some other board members to replace you two. Okay? That's not a problem. We can get some board members. I got some people. They got some people. But we got replacements. But you need to step down, and you need to step down. That's what I want to say.
Any more parent comments? Teacher comments?
So I kind of want to echo a little bit of what Ms. White has just said. Working here at Thomas Edison for all these years, and that morning having to be here and have police officers in the building and kind of completely disrupt the school year without really having just cause. Mm. At this point, it really gives me grief to move forward with the current board as is.
Yes.
I feel like at this point, as a staff member, I have lost faith in the board to really execute a plan for Thomas Edison that's going to be successful moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for going on Thomas Edison, working here for 11 years, I feel like as a teacher, to not have any reason, right. And not have any, like, you know, I walked in with a police officer in my building in the morning. I thought something happened. Mm-hmm. And to have that Monday when school was closed and still not even had board representation I came to work that Monday. There was really no board representation here to really explain to me what was going on. And I feel at this point, as a staff member who have been loyal to this school from the time I've moved from New York to Delaware, I really have no confidence in this board as is to move forward to govern the school.
Any other teacher comments?
Hello, my name is Ania Jasper. This is my first year at Edison, and I just want to say when I first came here, I was so excited to join this school, and I feel like the events that happened last month were very unsettling to me because it seemed like it came out of nowhere. It didn't seem like there was any just cause, and seconding what Ms. Innes said, it was very alarming to see police officers in the building because we don't have that presence normally. And everything that unfolded afterward just did not make me feel confident in the leadership of this school. And it made me question the motives of the board and whether or not they have children in their best interest. So I felt very concerned by that. And even at this point, still not knowing what the rationale behind that decision was, and even the events unfolding afterwards, having to ask for an apology before we were given one just seems unacceptable to me as educators, as adults. So I think the board needs to do better. I think there needs to be some leadership change in the board so that we can go forward as a school family with children in mind.
Any other teacher comments? Teacher comments.
I'm a teacher, just not here, but overall, I'm a teacher. And as you all know, I'm a former employee. I spent the vast majority of my career at Edison, the chess team, teaching up on the third floor. As you all know, we fought tooth and nail last year for the 1.5%. Ultimately, it still wasn't given. And so, sadly, I had to go somewhere else. But my heart is still here. I'm still very close with the students, and I enjoy my Edison family. But reading in the newspaper about what happened a couple weeks ago, it was flat out embarrassing. It was probably one of the most embarrassing things that I know that if you're a staff member here, it was embarrassing. If you had children that go here, you're embarrassed. If you were a former employee here, they asked you, yo, what's going on over there? It was embarrassing. And for there not to be a single explanation, even to this point as to why, what happened, is essentially another slap in the face.
Yeah.
So I honestly want to know, how was the decision made? And anybody can answer, because it was a collective board decision, unless it was a rogue decision, which that's even more trouble. So if it's a collective board decision, how was it made? Who was in the room when that decision was made, and why wasn't it public? It's a public board. We're a public school with public funds. All the decisions need to be public. You can't be a backroom deal amongst friends when you're dealing with children with taxpayer money. So I want to give you all this opportunity to answer those questions, because I think if those questions are answered, maybe some of this stuff, we wouldn't be at this point that we are right now. So who pulled the trigger on it?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did. It didn't happen by itself. And the person who pulled the trigger, or the group that pulled the trigger, they got to go.
That's right, man.
Because if it was a serious matter, then he wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
So the fact that he's sitting here means that it was trivial, mm-hmm, or it was personal. So something has to give. We can't just move forward and pretend it didn't happen. The conversation has to be had. And there's only a small group of people that have the answers, because nobody else knows. So who's going to step up and answer the question?
I say the board president should.
Speak now and forever hold your peace.
As we have stated numerous times, we will not discuss personnel matters within a public
forum. Not the matter, the process. Discuss the what was the process? Like, how does it happen? There has to be a paper trail. There has to be conversations. There has to be minutes. There has to be a meeting. There has to be an agenda. It just can't happen out of nowhere. You can't even rent a car. Like, you can't do anything by just doing it. Go to Popeyes and grab a piece of chicken. No, you got to pay first. It's the procedure. So what was the procedure?
Where's the minutes of the meetings that we did not know about?
Yeah, where's the procedure?
Where's the minutes of that meeting that...
And what's the investigation? Like, where is the investigation?
Where's
the
result
to the investigation?
Last year we were told to trust the process. I don't even know what the process is.
Right. And who was the head that was supposed to make the decision? You, right?
And then the board member was an investigator?
So then you
made the decision.
Full board.
Why?
So the full
board.
What was the problem that was brought up from the beginning? If you had a problem with Principal L, why didn't you approach him first?
Right.
Again, I'm not going to discuss personal matters within a public.
It shouldn't be personal. It should be out in the open for everybody, the board, the meeting. If we were at that meeting, we would have to ask you the question.
He's sitting right here.
What was the process? Just really, just I'm passionate, but I have a genuine question. There is a process, like every school board goes through it. What was the process here? Why was it so abrupt? And ultimately, we're supposed to pretend that nothing happened. Like, oh, just something. Like, it happened. It's in the paper. It's documented. It's on blog. It's everywhere. What is the process?
You need to change the lock, so we know what happened.
If that can't be addressed, how can we pretend to move forward? Like, when in any relationship, it's built on trust. And if we can't trust the process, no pun intended, then there's no trust and there's no faith. In your relationships, if I went home to my wife and just, like, everything is built on trust. So what is the process? What was the process? How did we get to this point? That is a question that deserves an answer. It's not unreasonable to expect that. So let's not beat around the bush. Just answer it. Let's just man up and answer the question. It's not a personnel thing. It's a process thing. Who was in the room? How did the decision get made? If you're saying the whole board was in the... Is every board member going to raise their hand? If you were in that room that made the decision, you made it for a reason, stand your ground and own it. We teach our kids to own the decision.
So
Nate, let's own it.
Nate, if I may. So, again, guys, we're here to have a board meeting. We have an agenda. We're going to strive to follow it.
Well, we have an agenda, too.
We're not following it.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Okay. So, to the extent that we're in the public comment section, which is where we are right now, okay, we're listening to these comments. We're taking them in as, like, the first parent comment by Erica stated that she has some questions she's looking for us to answer. We're making notes of what it is that you guys asking
but that's
us
a response that you don't even have to think about.
You don't have to wait and then write the
Jared,
answer.
That already happened. You make the decision. We're all in the room. If you make the decision,
I'm trying to get to that.
No, you need a meeting to have comment. I'm going to answer to a comment? Come on.
So, as it's been stated, okay, the whole genesis of the whole issue that we're all obviously being very passionate about, okay?
Not all of us.
I think we all are being passionate about is a personnel issue, okay? This is not the forum to discuss a personnel issue, okay? And nor are we going to discuss the personnel issue.
You don't discuss issues in a meeting. This is a meeting.
To remove the man.
Right.
You made it an issue.
You made it public.
You slammed it as
character.
You started it. When you need to change your lives, you made it an issue.
Yes.
I think that there's a lot of events to all of this.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I think
but then tell us what happened. What was the event?
He can't tell us. We want you off the board anywhere.
What's the event? Tell us. You have the opportunity right now to speak or forever hold your peace.
That's why we don't want
you. Don't blow smoke in the air. We don't need that. Enough toxins.
I don't think anyone is blowing smoke. We're trying to answer the question.
Well, please answer it. Not postpone it, but answer it.
And again, the board is saying very clearly, okay.
No, you
were clear.
Right. I haven't heard from the other board members.
We want to hear you say it clearly. Right. Answer the question.
Why don't we follow the agenda then?
Wait, what agenda? What's your agenda?
Okay.
Hold on. That's not on the table.
I'm still waiting on the question that we have from last year.
Because we're not
I'm still waiting on interventionist raises that we were supposed to address last year. I'm still waiting on administrative raises that we were supposed to address last year. These were all things that we were waiting on. We waited on for a long time.
We want to go back to 8 and 10 years. I taught in the state of New Jersey for 34 years, and our teachers got $3,000 raises a year in the state of New Jersey. We've never been disrespected as a teacher. They respected us, and you should respect these teachers. They give more than ample time to the children in this school. They work over and above, and they're the lowest paid teachers in the state. And yet you can walk around with your chest hanging out, acting like you're so very important, but they're not. They're more important than you are at this point.
Yes.
Then you need to step down off this board and give respect to the staff of Thomas Edison and to the parents and the community, too. And if you can't do that, don't come back. Make sure you two are.
We really don't need you here. You might as well resign, too, so we can make it a better place. For all of
there's
us.
No way in the world. I want to see from the last 10 years, I want to see salary scale. What have you
can
done in the past?
Can we vote now or do we need
I want to see what your 1.5, that's bubblegum money, and you know it.
That's not even gas in my tank. You know, they don't want to address anything. Why can he not speak? No, he's the president. He doesn't need the little you.
The bottom line, would you like, the bottom line, would you like for someone to do that?
I would.
Right. In your
the
family. I mean, his family has been humiliated.
Yes.
Right.
That's not right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I said, would you like for someone to do that to you?
To do what? I'm sorry, man.
What y'all did to Principal L.
You're moving. Have the police come in and escort you out of the building.
Have the police escort
into
your job. To you and your family. Would you like that?
I have it all over the newspaper.
Again, I think there's a lot of parts. I think there's a lot of parts to this story, guys. Okay?
Clarify the parts since you want to be
either.
So let me just say.
I'm waiting on you to tell me.
Right, so.
Would you like that to happen to you and your family?
Yes or no question.
That's all you got to say, yes or no.
While it's a yes or no question or
no,
not.
No, it's not.
It is a yes or no question.
You wouldn't like
I am
one
going
to
again,
that,
respectfully
sir,
say.
He has children.
He has
children. He has a wife. And this shouldn't happen to him at all. If he wasn't sending another principal, would you like for somebody to do that to you? That's all y'all got to say, yes or no.
Well,
I think there's a lot of pieces to this story that have not been told.
I don't
I'm not the only one that has a story to tell that's in this room. And I know that you are. And so I'm trying to answer your question. Okay. Once again, it was a personnel issue. Okay.
To the extent
that is the feeling that you may have, it is duly noted, but I don't think it's going to solve anything right now. I think there was another lady that wanted to speak.
Now, do you want to answer her question? Because you haven't answered any yet.
I'd just like to make a statement. I am originally... I'm Courtney Wynn. Do I have to say that? Okay, I'm bad at this public speaking thing, so I apologize in advance. I'm originally from Connecticut. I did my student teaching here at Thomas Edison. I immediately got the family vibe. I moved down from Connecticut to Delaware for this school, for that family vibe, for the kids and the way that they were treated. And the reason why they are treated the way they are treated is because of this admin, because of this family. And so I think I can't speak for everyone, but I'm speaking for myself that I do have issues with trusting the Board of Education.
Yes.
The Board of Directors, just because, I mean, you can tell certain people, even part of the board, feel like part of our family. And there are certain people on the board that don't respect us and don't treat us like family. So I think it's safe to say that those people that we don't trust needs done something about it. Either the attitude needs to change, or either, you know, your views need to change, and you need to start respecting us as a part of the family if you're going to...
No. A snake, they don't change. We want those people off the board. Simple as that.
Right. The other ones already resigned. They were smart enough.
Well, these two should have resigned, but I don't know why, so we just want to get rid of them anyway.
It's okay. What's good? You want to go roundabout way like they're
done.
They're not going to answer your questions anyway, so why do you want to
sit
around and wait
for a meeting? You're not going to answer questions. You know you're going to ask
questions. They'll get back to you.
I don't have
my
Questions last year about that we're told we would address at the next board meeting.
I don't even work here anymore, and I'm still waiting for a response to some of these questions.
Jesus.
I mean, I'm here, like, just like Mr. Durant is, because this is a family. I still come here on a regular basis. I'm still tied to a lot of the kids.
And they can still be here if you paid them well.
I still work with kids after school. This is a family. This is a family environment.
Yes.
To see what happened was traumatizing to parents, to, and more importantly, I mean, to staff and kids. And that was crazy.
Kids crying.
Like, to see and to hear about kids having to go through what they had to go through is terrible. And the comment that was made about, have you seen what kind of neighborhood that we're in, that you need, if you need a police officer to come into here, then I think every kid needs a police officer to come here. And that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfathomable, because Principal L makes this school safe, and not only that, he's an educator of children. He is one of the reasons that I'm here today. I don't think I would be where I am as a person if it was not for this administration. So not only do they deserve an apology, but they actually deserve a new board and some raises as well.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well,
for all staff members.
Well,
absolutely.
Nobody in the world should be making rising salaries, have to work
so
two jobs
and
can't,
like to say about
you
that?
All the time.
What would you like to say about that, what he just said?
That's why don't you give your salary. What do you do?
We don't even care to know. As long as this money doesn't go in your pocket. We'll find out.
We'll move forward to the school report. I want to thank the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma who came and donated book bags, school supplies. Also, in conjunction with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, the sisters of Zeta Phi Beta also made donations to our school as well. It's a yearly donation that they make. And we serve many needy students in our community and in our school. And these supplies that they donate allow us to be able to support our students. So we want to thank them. Our charter renewal application was successfully submitted. Every 5 years, we have to apply for to renew our charter. And our first public hearing will be tomorrow, October 17th, at the Carvel Building in downtown Wilmington. So we will hope that there will be some parents and staff who will come out and talk about why you enjoy working at Thomas Edison, and also talk about why you enjoy sending your children here. As you heard, there are parents who have had children who have come, a large number of children who have come through. Almost all of the children we have here are siblings. Well, the children, we have families that are here, cousins. Mom mentioned the younger children she was here. I know she looked very young, but she has a child that's actually in college at the University of Delaware. I won't say what year, but also has a son in high school at Tatlow, if I'm not mistaken. And that's just one of the many parents who have had students who have come through Thomas Edison to be impacted by the staff members who have been here for a large number of years. So we're hoping that you can come out tomorrow night and share your story.
What time is
that? That meeting is at 5 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m.
That's in Dover.
No, it's
no.
Here
in Wilmington. Yeah.
Oh,
in the Carver Building.
Oh, the one in...
Okay. And there will be three schools who will be at the public hearing. It's actually the school that lists in alphabetical order, so we'll be the last school. So we definitely will not be making our public appeal at 5 o'clock. It could be 5:30 or so, but the meeting does. It only goes until 7, so you won't be able to come to the meeting and just keep talking. We've got to make sure that we keep our comments limited. We have had a number of families who have withdrawn their children since the incidents that happened on 9/21 and 9/22 here at the school. We have received no new applications from parents after 9/21, so that did impact our enrollment, but we still had a healthy enrollment, so it won't impact us financially, and we have been working hard to rebuild our reputation in the community. Our annual high school night was last week. We had a great turnout from our parents. I really appreciate you coming out, but also our staff members who come out and support every event that we have. A great support from our local high schools, private schools, public charter schools, all came out to give some very important information to our families. Statewide Professional Development Day was Friday a week ago, and the staff had a great time. It was a great opportunity to be able to renew, refresh, and bond together and realize that we have a greater purpose and really unite. And I've gotten great feedback, you know, from staff on that. So we appreciate that. And we know that the board did support, provide the fresh food and refreshments for that day. So we appreciate that as well. We have family reading night, which will be coming up on Thursday. We anticipate a great turnout from our families. We have, is it a carnival theme this year? Carnival theme. So we got some great prizes we'll be giving away, serving food, some great activities. So I'm looking forward to a great reading night again. All positions have been filled for the school year. We had a fire inspection, successful fire inspection. All emergency lights have now been installed throughout the building, so the entire building is all emergency lights. And all lights in the parking lot exterior have all been installed successfully. And we had a successful quarterly inspection by Services Unlimited. And that completes my school report.
Principal, the only question I had make about the number of children since last month, is that correct that you've had a reduction of three students?
Actually, the highest number we were at, I think 738, we had reached 738 right before last month when we had the situation here, and then we were at 733. And then we had one student here, the student who had been shot in the community. He's now being serviced by an external health care provider, and they are actually located in another school district. So that family had to withdraw him as well.
I only ask because last month's president report had a student population of 735, and this month you're reporting 732.
Yes, sir.
So that's a difference of three. Is that correct there?
Well, it's a difference of three from the report, but we were up to 738.
Okay.
Right, and then we went back down to 738 in September. After the report, we had increased enrollment, and then now we reduced to 732.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So he's in rehab now. And he's being a service
exceptional care for children. It's a nursing facility.
So I'm almost sure he still needs a breathing tube, feeding tube. Yeah. So and I just want to kudos. I know Ms. Huffman is on our board, and Ms. Shelton is his teacher, and the entire kindergarten team, you know, as a whole, have been very supportive with going to the hospital and supporting the family. The entire school staff really has just been, whenever there's been a need to pitch in, there were folks that were donating money, we were purchasing items for the family. So I'd just like to take a moment to publicly thank the school and the community as well for supporting that family. He has a long road, but he's making some progress. So Mom did attend back to school night. Mom was here for back to school night and informed us that he would be coming out of the hospital soon, and thanked us for it.
His sister's in third grade.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Motion to accept the principal's report.
So moved. Second.
Properly moved second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
I don't have enough for everybody, so if you want to share. At the end of September, we had revenues of approximately $4 million. This is a negative variance due primarily to the unit count formula not receiving as much as we had budgeted. That will true up in January, but because we based our budget on 7/38 and now we have 7/32, I'm not sure at this time what that will look like, but we definitely will know before the end of the year what we're supposed to get for the rest of the year. We were supposed to start receiving our local funds this month, and we only received from Apo School District. We only have 5 kids there. We were supposed to start receiving 35% in September, but it looks like that's going to be more October, November, and then they'll true up. We did, it did increase from last year, you know, like the Christina, about 200,000, and that's because now they're paying us the full share we're supposed to get per student from Christina.
And the budget was based on a student count of 740.
And you could see the on page 2, the breakdown of the amount of the billing for the local funds. However, that was based on 7/38. It shouldn't have a huge difference because of the increased Christina funds. So I don't think that that's going to be a big shortfall because of the reduced amount of students.
But the Christina settlement funds are restricted, right?
Yeah. We only could use the settlement funds for 4 things. It has to be for something with special ed, something with kindergarten, special and gifted, and technology.
Any other questions on the budget? Is there a motion to accept?
I'm motion to accept the budget.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Finance
much activity. The new school year began. this age, there's not been much activity to date. Primarily, waiting to see what we might need capital expense-wise for the building. So last year, we spent about $369,000 on support for the roof. And just, we know as the building ages, that we'll definitely be having some more expenses. So we just want to make sure that we're able to take a blow to the gut and kind of continue to move. Ms. Winder and I and Mr. Pinkett met with MNT to find out. So we know that we want to kind of have a net to supplement when we need it. But we also know that there's a better use of funds as far as the interest-bearing accounts. So MNT presented us with a couple of options just to earn a bit more interest and not put funds at risk. So we just kind of talked about that. But as far as the year, it's been pretty low-key to date. Like I said, we don't have much activity thus far. I won't get into my next comment, but this is just kind of a look. And what I like to do each month is just show exactly what we've done to date. And so this is kind of a snapshot of that. But as we get more into the school year, you'll kind of see a little more later. School year is just starting. As we need to do things or support the chess team or donate to the school or what have you, you know, you'll have to be identified.
But Mr. President, that's all I have on this.
Any other questions? Motion to accept.
Motion to accept the report.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Fundraising.
The next thing is something we all can participate in. And fortunately, I've had a chance to meet a few very engaging parents over the last month.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. No,
not yet.
But this is something that I've been trying to just kind of educate myself on, talk to other boards, and really want to undergo a program to supplement our funds. Right? So we're a charter school. We get funds only based on our students. You know, there's no tax referendum. There's no premium pot of gold. But the way that you supplement that is you come up with fundraising, right? So we know that we're starting from, right now we're at, you know, a small amount. I worked for Barclays. We got 5,000 annually. It's been very small amounts, but we would like to see that double and triple. So I got a couple of ideas. One I've stolen directly from a fundraising packet I got from Louisiana. I would like to see us as a board kick off something time for the holidays where we can send a holiday card to kind of a list. It's called kind of the Christmas list campaign. And you just, you know, just a, you know, as you know, I serve as a board member on Thomas Edison board. Here's some few awesome things we're doing, you know, and that sort of thing. So I like this over the next month, kind of put something together for the board, and then November for us to kind of agree or tweak or whatever it is we want to do, and then December kind of just get that up. And I think that'll allow us to get our feet wet and determine where to go from there. And then I think after that, the leadership day, which was a big success in April,
yes.
You know, we will utilize that to kind of kick off the kind of next phase. Mr. Cooper, former teacher, he's on fire, and you know we're hoping that that we can come up with a plan to really utilize that day. Okay. But so definitely more to come on this. But parents, I would love to engage you guys in something as far as our fundraiser. I don't have the answers yet, but as we go over time, research is developed, but, and hopefully, you know, you'll be working out with us over the next few months.
Well, we plan to hang out with more than just the next we want some questions, some answers to some questions.
Motion to accept the fundraiser.
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved to second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Curriculum committee.
Okay. Would like to report first on the wellness committee. The amended Wellness Committee report, or the Thomas Edison Charter School report, has been submitted. So it's submitted to DOE. The wellness report is now posted online, which is something that's mandatory as part of what is expected of all schools who participate in the breakfast program or the food program. Staff wellness, there is a staff wellness subcommittee. That subcommittee right now is looking at putting together a resource center in the staff lounge. One of the teachers are looking at donating magazines to have in the lounge. Staff wellness, or the staff wellness part or subcommittee, is also looking at setting up Wellness Wednesday, which should begin on November 1st. The idea is to have the staff resource board biweekly, updated biweekly with various themes based on information, just challenges, workout classes, recipes, any other things that subcommittee can think of. It's staffed by teachers. And the last part is there is a student subcommittee, a student wellness subcommittee, which will be made up of students. I think it's mainly looking at our upper grades, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade mainly. I'm not all that sure on that. The people who are involved with that, or the staff people who are involved with that, are the nurse, Mrs. McLaurin, our guidance counselor, Ms. Stewart, and our representative from DOE, Ms. Foxworth. And they're looking at the possibility of setting up some kind of resource room for that as well. Right now, I don't have any report on curriculum. I hope to have, I will have one at the next committee meeting or at the next board meeting. That ends my report.
Any question? Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Personnel committee. We are in the process of creating an evaluation for Principal L beyond the performance measurements. And as we get closer, we will present it. Operations committee.
As Principal L has reported, the parking lights have already been completed, and along with the emergency lighting and the exit lighting in the school building. I know we were waiting on a printer for the ID system. I don't know if that's come in.
Yep.
It's in?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know our targeted date was to have that operational by the end of the month of 10:30. Would we still be tracking along there?
That will be a week almost. So I would say probably more on mid-November.
Okay.
Would be going with the soft target.
Okay? And then the only other thing I was going to report on, but I see it's also on the agenda regarding the playground, and I'll reserve it till, well, we can talk about it right now. So, a couple of things. School's Principal Al has been trying to get a playground for the kindergarten grades initiated. And I don't have enough copies for everybody, but... So,
and the kindergarten team has really been pushing me to get that. So, at first grade.
Too long about it.
So, right. So part of the handout and includes a course proposal, two color photograph renderings of what the playground might look like, along with an architectural overview plan of it. In terms of where we are with this right now. Everyone has a chance to look at it. Okay. Oh, okay. These are extras. These are some extras, guys. You can pass those around.
Wait, what is that?
Now, is that one now?
Look at that copy. We got some copies circulating around. Hopefully, everybody can see them. So the operations committee met with Pat and Principal L on Friday, trying to resolve a couple of issues with this proposal that we received from General Recreation. Turns out that General Recreation is a state-approved vendor, so by virtue of them having that classification, it's going to avoid a bidding process, so we can go right to them in terms of buying this equipment. The last piece that we want to finish up, and I think that's scheduled hopefully for this week, is to meet with the school architect to have him look at this particular concept and also the proposed area, which is just outside this window, and it's gotten dark so you can't see it right now, but the idea is to have it within the fenced area that's right here, and kind of look at it just to make sure that the proposal that we receive covers everything that would need to allow this vendor to furnish and install the playground as you see it here. I think the only thing that might be a hiccup might be just a walkway, which is what we've talked about, and that's why we want to meet with the architect, and I think we're trying to schedule that for this Friday. So currently, based upon this proposal, we're kind of looking at a project in the neighborhood of about $85,000, $86,000 right now, if there's nothing else that has to be added on, but I think that cost may have to go up because of the walkway that's going to have to be installed from the gate to the playground footprint itself.
Mm-hmm. And that's to make it so it's ADA compliant.
Right.
So you have adequate wheelchair access to it.
What are we looking to do with the old?
My understanding is that it's going to stay there, and I think the plans may be to turn it into a gardening area.
Or a student-run garden in that area.
Well, that really
some props because he already had someone come in and talk. I know you don't like all the attention, but he had someone come in and talk about transforming the area. But the big move was to be able to get the brownfield, which we've been working on for years, to get that treated by the state. Finally got that done. So now we can build a nice playground for our students that's safe. And then the old playground that Ms. Cooper asked about, we're looking to turn that into a student-run garden where they actually grow vegetables for the students. What's that?
K-8,
so Junior Academy, get ready.
They're both the same. Same view, different angles. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of front and back, if you will. Okay.
May I make a comment? I would like to give Mrs. Winder a special point of gratitude, Mrs. Winder. Thank you. Anyway, I'd like to give Mrs. Winder a special point of thanks for the extra work that she did in trying to make sure that we had a follow through on the three questions that we had from our meeting that we had, what was it, Friday? And I appreciate the fact that you did get in touch with Holmesy. And the Holmesy is the architectural firm that we're talking about for the playground. And he's going to be meeting with Principal L in this coming week, hopefully. If that happens, and the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because we were talking seriously about trying to establish a timeline that would meet with us trying to get that playground up and running
as soon as possible.
ASAP. Right. Yes. And the fact is that we were successful in having Mrs. Winder to get in touch. Doe is the people down in Dover are almost always so slow to react to things, questions that you ask, but they immediately got back to her. So if there's anybody that you personally made that contact with, give them our gratitude and thanks for having gotten back with you to give the answer. And the answer that we're talking about is when you go out and do the work that we were trying to do, the state requires us openly to do bids. And so we were trying to follow that process. And in the conversation, somebody came up with, like, wait a minute. The state might have its own playground program and equipment and have already established that. So what we can do is just ask them if we can bypass this bid process and get the equipment from the state bidding program. And that did happen, and that's the reason why Jerry was able to say that we were able to bypass that and we can go straight to getting it from the state. And the other piece to that is, if Holmesy comes in, the architectural stuff, we want to make sure that we have the proper location, because if you'll notice that area, and I didn't know this until Jerry showed that to me, there's a sloping
for drainage.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, all of that, that presents us to a smaller footprint than I had envisioned when I would drive down the street and look at it. It looks like a large area, but you've got that drain area that you need to consider. So, and then he told me about this tree. We got a major tree here that we got to work around. It's that last tree right here. If you'll notice, as you look out from there, there's four trees down that walkway in the back here. This last tree that is closest to the building, I understand that that may present a problem for us in trying to get that level area. So that's the reason why we need an architect to come in here and make sure that we're doing the right thing. So I just wanted to alert you to that.
I want to thank you too, Hal. You know, because in our meeting when you met with the staff a couple of weeks ago, you publicly stated that you would do everything in your power. I don't know if you guys remember this when he said at the meeting to make sure that this playground happened for our children, because you know we've been waiting for
a long time.
You went back to the board and advocated, and I appreciate you doing the best you can to get this going. So we really appreciate it, because I know the staff is really excited. We will really be excited.
Thank you.
It's going to look good. It's really going to look good.
It might turn out to be easier to move the playground further down. And move the gates with it.
Move what gate? The gate?
These two gates that are here.
Mm-hmm.
It may end up that it may be better to move the playground and the gates than to try to overcome that little swale that you have there. But let's let Holmesy talk us through that process.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what I got, guys. That's the end of my report.
Motion to accept the operations committee report.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
Just a quick note on that also, because I know we have staff members from all grades. That playground is actually listed for, as Jerry, you pointed out, for K-12.
Right.
But we know it's not it won't be adequate because, you know, we have some middle school kids that are high school size. But it will be usable by students up to grades K through 5. So if you're in grades K through 5, you will have full access to that playground. Students should have some, be able to get some use from that.
Great. All right, executive committee item which we've already discussed. Charter renewal we have discussed. Any new business from the board? Any discussion from the board?
Public comment short in the beginning. The public deserves to be able to speak. So I just wanted to say this. And
nature being rude.
Say excuse me. They've been rude. So just say excuse me.
I apologize.
What did you say?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
What did you just say?
Motion.
To adjourn? We didn't have open discussion.
Open discussion.